You're listening to Prime Cut on SB Nation Radio with Sean Salisbury and sitting in for Steve Bunin. Here's Brian Barrett.
World champion and top-rated pound-for-pound fighter Andre Ward will return to the ring on Saturday, August 6th to continue his conquest of the light heavyweight division when he takes on power-punching Colombian Alexander Brand at Oracle Arena in Oakland, California. Ward vs. Brand is a 12-round fight for the WBO Intercontinental title. The event will be televised live on HBO World Championship Boxing beginning at 10:35 Eastern Time and Pacific. Joining us now on the Progressive Insurance guest line, comparing rates to help you save, that is Progressive. To preview that fight is the great Bernard Hopkins. Bernard, thank you so much for taking some time today. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, anytime. So, Bernard, let's start with this. Andre Ward is considered the best fighter in the world by a lot of people. Why isn't he more popular, say, than we see some of these other fighters?
Great question. Inactive. He's been inactive on a big stage right after he made a big name for himself. I mean, we know about the gold medal, we know about that, but the Super Six tournament that he really put himself in the top three fighters even back then in the world. And, you know, you look at the injuries and you look at, you know, the long battle with his former promoter, Van Goosen. Now that those obstacles are out of the way right now, he has a chance to go ahead and build that back up. What I mean is he has a chance to really catch the audience like he had them before, or at least the potential that he showed coming out of the Olympics, then going through the six-man or four-man tournament. And now, you know, he has a chance now to restart his career. And I look at it as the division he moved up to from 68, that he has now an opportunity at 75 to build that same, you know, confidence that he had and the confidence that fans and even the doubters to be able to say, okay, let's see him beat this guy, let's see him beat that guy. But it's really starting all over, even though he has, you know, all wins on his record. But he's really starting all over. If you ask me, from a fighter that knows, starting all over is that starting that engine, starting that feeling back over, getting that confidence back, no matter how great you are. I made a point the other day, and I know I'm being long with the answer, is, you know, I said the great Michael Jordan, when he took off for, what, a year or two to play baseball, he didn't come back and was in a championship the year he came back. I think it was a year or two later. And I'm talking about the great Michael Jordan. And again, I'm not calling Andre Ward to Michael Jordan, but when I'm making a point that I think we're going to see a lot of great things in Andre Ward at the age that he had now, where he's basically, you know, it's time really now. He's already blossomed. It's time now to go to the second half of taking the claim in the history of boxing.
Bernard, Ward's, you know, outside of Mayweather's popularity, you've got so much inside information, but where's, you know, we hear so much MMA and UFC. Where's the popularity of boxing right now? What's drawing people to the TV, to pay-per-view, to the arena that's not named Mayweather? What's the popularity of it right now?
The best fighters fighting the best fight, and the fight's been made. I mean, listen, it's easier to answer it than answer the question than actually make any matches. But, you know, I don't think that the babysitters of their fighters, and I say babysitters, not all promoters, but some, or even managers, or advisors, whatever they call themselves. At the end of the day, I think that it's going to be coming to a point sooner than later where, you know, the 80s era, which I mean, I don't know how old you are, but if you remember that 80s era, early 90s, I mean, they're going to, listen, you want the big purses, you want the accolades, you want the accolades of being the best in the division, and just because you got a belt, it's a dozen belts out there, that doesn't cut the mustard. So So I think it's going to take matches. I'm on the phone. That's why I'm here. I think it's going to take matches that mean something. It's going to take matches that the audience, the fans around the world, is going to be praising and hollering for it. Or if they are forced by watching a fight or a match that they don't want to see, it could be on my side, their side, anybody's side. The numbers will show that people ain't paying attention. And when the numbers drop down, you know what I know. You're in the business of entertainment. You're going to be getting a phone call from somebody up in the top office.
We're talking with the great Bernard Hopkins on the Progressive Insurance guest line. And I think you hit on a great point, Bernard, is something that people get frustrated with as boxing fans. And like you were pointing to, it's the promoters that we don't get the best fighters going up against each other. And one of the guys that has emerged clearly in the past 3-4 years is Gennady Golovkin. And everybody wants to see him fight one of the big name guys, and we saw Canelo Alvarez kind of call him out a couple of months ago now. Is that a fight that we eventually see happen? And if it does happen, is that something that can really, really get the boxing world back at the center of the sports conversation?
Yeah, let me tell you something. I say it clearly, and I said it multiple times. If it was up to me, one way for sure that I would want to see them fight the best in that division, whether they meet at a catchweight, whether both guys have to give a little bit of their leverage up on both sides to make the fight happen. And again, I don't want to make this interview about me, but if it wasn't that long ago, you and I know that if I want to be the best, I'm going to have to take some risk that, you know, that's not popular. And guess what? To make history and to be different, you have to do things that is not common. There's not a repeat multiple times. Because if it is, it's not history. It's not something that people want to talk about. But both sides have to get to a point where, you know, I'm the best. I'm willing to say, look, I'm willing to give this. You're willing to give that. Let's prove you the best. And we couldn't come to that conclusion. Couldn't come to that final deal maker where, you know, the weight is who the A side, who's the B side. Obviously, we believe Canelo is the A side, and Triple G is the B side. And when you can't get past those important financial, and then you get to the weight where the fighter is comfortable, and let me remind you, one is 54, one is 60. So, okay, you tap off the weight that they came weigh in 24 hours. Listen, it's not too long ago where you weigh in at, okay, just say you agree to fight at 160. You cannot gain 30 or 40 or whatever, believe it or not, 15 pounds within 24 hours of the fight. So there are moments in history where fights were put together that there was stipulations to make the fight happen. And I was disappointed. I do was disappointed. And I'm part of the promotion, but I don't call the shots when it comes to, you know, and you can't force anybody to fight. Yep. The only thing you can do is the A and give them the B, and hopefully they come to in the middle where both guys are happy and the fight is happy. And we lost an important fight this year, but there are other fights out there, and that fight ain't dead in the water. I think it's going to happen next year, 2017, and a lot of fights are going to happen in 2017, whether they're on Golden Boy side or Top Rank or any other top fighters, because they're going to be forced. I use the word forced by what? The fans. Not by the promoters, not by this guy. They're going to be forced to say, if you think you're the best and you stand you're the best, we know you got one belt, we know you got two belts, then unify, then fight the best in the division. Come up some, go down some, make the fight happen. And the fans will start holding back their dollars, and they're going to start holding back their interest in boxing. And just like you said about 5+ minutes ago, the UFC and MMA are kicking our ass right now.
All right.
Told you he'd be opinionated. That's my guy.
Thanks a lot, Bernard. We really appreciate
great
it.
Great stuff, Bernard, as always, bud.
Thank you, man. Take care, y'all.
All right. That was the great Bernard Hopkins. Joined us on the Progressive Insurance guest line. All right. Coming up next, the Cowboys in some trouble. They may have found their backup quarterback, but they may have some trouble at running back right now, and they got a linebacker that's not in a good position right now. Brian Barrett, Sean Salisbury with you.